This Cleburne Yellow Jackets Sports Minute is brought to you by Wright Tire Company. Through seven games, it's clear that Cleburne's offense has some sizzle to it. Last Friday, on the road at John Tyler out in East Texas, the Jackets scored 30 points and posted more than 460 yards. But the defensive struggles continue. The Jackets surrendered more than 530 yards in a 66-30 loss to the Lions. Cleburne is 2-5 and 0-3 in District 7-5A. Jackets quarterback Luke Stewart with another 200-yard passing day. He also threw two touchdown passes. Stewart just shy of 1,200 passing yards for 2025. The running game with a season best, 285 yards. Jackets return to the Rock Pile on Friday. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff against Red Oak. The Hawks are 3-3 and 1-1 in 7-5A. They beat Joshua last Friday, 10-7. A pivotal match in District 8-5A for Lady Jackets volleyball on Tuesday. They play host to Mansfield Timberview. Both teams are tied for the last playoff spot at 4-6. Cleburne then plays at Everman on Friday. Lady Jackets are 12-20 for the season. And at the District 8-5A cross-country meet last Thursday in Burleson, sophomore Nico Flores was the individual champion. He is qualified for the Region 1 meet. The girls qualified as well for the Region 1 meet. They finished second. For 92.1 Hank FM, I'm Kevin Lundquist.
This Cleburne Yellow Jacket Sports Minute was brought to you by Wright Tire, where happiness is being well balanced. Go Yellow Jackets!